August the 21st, 2008 marks 40 years since Warsaw Pact troops moved into Czechoslovakia, crushing the reform movement known as the Prague Spring. The invasion shocked many who came to the defense of the Czechoslovak radio building, now Czech Radio, on Vinohradská Street. Dominik Jun was there earlier this Thursday in the run-up to a special commemorative event and filed this report.
I'm standing on Vinohradská Road in the center of Prague in front of the old Czech radio building. As you can hear, there's lots of building work going on at the moment. The interior of the building is looking somewhat gutted at the moment as it's being reconstructed. But here, 40 years ago today, tens of thousands of people gathered to protect this building from the invading Warsaw Pact troops that were coming to essentially suppress the aspirations of the Prague Spring. There then followed a storming of this building with numerous casualties. Today there'll be a special commemorative action taking place, but it won't be here, it will be round the corner because of this building is being reconstructed. I've now moved around the block to the new Czech radio building, where very shortly a commemorative service, the memorial action, will begin to mark the 40th anniversary of the Warsaw Pact invasion. Numerous dignitaries are scheduled to speak, beginning with the head of Czech radio, Václav Kasík, also the head of the Czech Senate, Přemysl Sobotka, the head of the Czech lower house, Miloslav Vlček, the deputy prime minister, Alexander Vondra, and the mayor, Pavel Bem, are all expected to attend and to make statements. There then will be a singing of the Czech national anthem.
Back in the studio, I spoke with Václav Kasík, the head of Czech radio, shortly before the ceremonies began, and started by asking him to explain the historical context for today's remembrance ceremonies.
That was a day when the development in our country was in one single night completely broken, and this led to completely different conditions in this country. Those of us who were old enough to realize what was going on very soon realized just how serious a development this was. It also led to widespread emigration by those that predicted what was to come.
Emigrace. Obrovské množství lidí opustilo zemi, protože předvídali neblahý vývoj.
And what exactly happened at the Czech radio building?
Tady to byl regulární boj, sice velké přesily proti neozbrojeným lidem, ale...
It was essentially a battle between overwhelming forces and unarmed people, but make no mistake, it was a battle. The radio station as a major media outlet was a prime target right at the outset. But after it was taken over, it continued to broadcast from secret locations for another 7 days. It was a form of resistance shown by Czechs who tuned in not just to gain hope, but also information.
15 people paid with their lives to defend the Czech radio building before it was taken over, and it is these casualties that remained at the forefront of today's ceremonies at Czech radio.
So a Czech army brass band is just playing as a succession of soldiers, dignitaries, and people who were there, protesters from 1968, are laying various wreaths in front of the Czech radio building. There are probably several hundred people here. Cameras, members of the press, members of the public have come to visit as well, see this event.
In his speech, the chairman of the Senate, Přemysl Sobotka, thanked members of staff of Czech radio, both past and present.
Let me also thank today's employees of Czech radio, but I also wish them that neither they nor we will ever have to experience again in our streets the kind of events that occurred in 1938, 45, 48 or 68. Thanks to Czech Radio, and thank you all for coming.